The Local Matters, Mountain Express's news podcast. This is news editor Margaret Williams, and I'm joined by staff reporter Jake Frankel, who's been keeping up with a little referendum that's going to appear on the November 8th ballot that relates to Asheville-Buncombe Community College, Technical College, excuse me.
Yeah, I have a cover story coming up this week on the issue of a sales tax referendum, which is coming before voters November 8th. This would be a quarter cent sales increase throughout all of Buncombe County. That translates to roughly 2.5 cents on a $10 purchase. The Buncombe County commissioners have passed a resolution saying that any money generated by this tax, if it passes voter approval, would go to fund capital improvements at AB Tech. The biggest improvement AB Tech is hoping to use the money for would be a $55 million allied health and workforce housing building. AB Tech supporters have been making the case to voters that the school is in desperate need of renovations and new facilities to deal with a rapidly rising enrollment, and have argued that they are one of the biggest economic drivers in the region, and that this sales tax money would be a wise investment in the local economy. Critics, however, are saying that in these tough economic times, any sales tax increase is going to do a lot more harm than good by taking needed money out of people's pockets when they really can't afford to be giving the government any more money. They've also raised a number of questions about how binding this sales tax increase would be over the years. They've pointed out that many experts with state law say that future commissions would not be bound to continue providing this money to AB Tech and could change the current resolution or supersede it to funnel that money to other places.
What's the time period on this? Does it have a set end time, or does it go on for a number of years?
The commissioners have passed a resolution that would make the sales tax expire in 2029. AB Tech is hoping that in that time it would raise approximately $129 million to cover this extensive list of renovations they say they need. However, critics are pointing out, or charging at least, that, again, future commissioners may not be bound to the current commission's resolution to make that tax expire. So critics are worried that that quarter cent sales tax would, in a sense, be indefinite.
And some of the there's some other things, capital needs that they mentioned being needed at AB Tech. Probably, for example, high on the list now would be the Hemlock building, which was discovered with lead contamination.
Absolutely.
But there are many other instances of things that need fixing.
Yes, I went on a tour of the campus recently, and they pointed out a lot of areas they said they need help with. They showed a lot of places in the ceiling where they're having severe water damage from leaky roofs. They have some large cracks in some heavy concrete structures that they're worried about could deteriorate if they're not fixed soon. They have some stairways that have essentially been closed at this point because they're in such disrepair. They have some unpaved parking lots, which they have said get very muddy when it rains, and they have some streets that need sidewalks for students to walk on to be more safe along the roads. And they have a lot of classrooms that they just said are too small and are overfull for the high demand that those programs, specifically in the health services field, such as their nursing programs and dental hygienist programs.
Mm-hmm. And you say their enrollment has increased.
It's increased significantly. This last year they had a increase of over 6% in their enrollment, and they are projecting almost a 50% increase in enrollment between now and 2020. and they argue that without significant new funds to deal with that, they will just be overwhelmed and not be able to provide local residents with the services that they really need.
Do you happen to know when AB Tech was built, the bulk of it?
It's a good question. I'm not sure.
I'm thinking the 60s, 70s. It has that architecture look to it.
It's certainly been around here a long time, and there are so many people in the area that have taken at least a class of some sort there. And school officials are really hoping that anyone with any tie to the school comes out and approves this thing. They're really hedging their bets that this will pass. Interestingly, other counties throughout the state over the last few years have held similar referendums, and the success rate is not that good. Only 19 have passed out of over 70 times that other counties have held this. Although, when county commissioners have promised to forward the money from this referendum to community colleges, it's tended to pass at a higher rate when county commissioners have tried to spend the money on other things.
And there was one right next door that was approved?
Haywood Community College. Haywood. Yeah, Haywood County voters approved a similar referendum a couple years ago, and the folks at the community college are very happy with how that's turned out. Right now, they're using that money to build a new arts building that they said they really needed. Haywood Community College is particularly known for its crafts and arts programs.
Mm-hmm. And wasn't there with the Linamar deal, Linamar coming to town and creating hundreds of jobs, wasn't there a connection there with AB Tech?
Yeah. Linamar officials, when they announced that they were going to be relocating to the area, specifically noted that one of the reasons why they chose here over other places was because of the quality of programs that at Asheville-Buncombe Community College and the college's willingness to work with them to coordinate training programs that would be specific to the skills the company needs at their Volvo plant. That's something that supporters of this sales tax referendum have been touting prominently, and they're saying that in order for the community college to continue to be in a position to attract other manufacturers to the area, they need money to continue to be able to provide those quality services.
Well, interesting. Well, we'll stay tuned for the story in our October 19th issue, and I'm sure we'll be hearing more about that. We're getting letters to the editor and online comments, people for and against, stating some ideas, and so stay tuned. Well, thank you for joining us, Jake.
Thank you.
And that's it for Local Matters.